Hey everyone, and welcome to the Just Get Hired podcast. I can't believe I'm saying this, but this is 2022. Happy New Year, and this is the first episode of the Just Get Hired podcast. It is time for us to reflect upon what we did in 2021 and what we want 2022 to look like. There is no doubt that this pandemic has gone on way longer than we all anticipated, which has led a lot of us to think about how we can effectively fill our time. Everyone is looking for ways to earn extra money, and this pandemic has encouraged a lot of us to come up with innovative business ideas. Side hustles are popping up everywhere. Take this podcast, for example. On top of doing my full-time job, this is just one of the many things that I do on the side. Well, if you're new to the show, hey everyone, my name is Jessica Fiesta George, and I have been helping job seekers, business professionals, the underemployed, and the unappreciated employee for over 15 years. In this episode, I want us to start a conversation about side hustles. What's your passion? What are your hobbies? Why not turn some of that into extra income? There's a lot of enthusiasm around doing things that enrich our lives and give us a sense of purpose. And I'm going to run down some of the top side hustles that I found online, and I'm going to introduce you to a few people that I know that turned their passion into something that they love to do, and hey, they make a little bit of change on the side. Well, Happy New Year, and thank you so much for listening. If you find that you enjoyed my content, please connect with me online. You can find me on my website, justgethired.com. I also live and breathe on LinkedIn, so you can also find me there as well. Just search by my full name, Jessica Fiesta George, and then also look me up on Instagram. My Instagram page is Just Get Hired. And if this was way too much for you to remember in the beginning, well, just head on over to my website first and I'll have all of my links there.
I'm Kat, and I've been in talent acquisition for many years, probably because I learned from one of the best, Jessica. She is my former boss, and I'm so excited that she's using her voice and her knowledge for a podcast. It's so informative and really just awesome for job seekers, recruiters, anyone in the talent acquisition area. It's just a fantastic podcast. Congratulations, Jessica. I love it.
Happy, happy new year, everyone, and welcome to episode 16. This is the first episode of 2022 of the Just Get Hired podcast, and we're talking about side hustles. Now, who doesn't like to make extra money? What if you could do something on the side that continued to pay you? There's a lot of side hustles that aren't just about money. A lot of people find themselves doing things to drive their passion and deepen their knowledge and broaden their network. Well, I did think of a few of my friends and how they've actually turned their skills and hobbies into a thriving side business. So not only do they work full-time jobs, but they also find a way to play into their passion and have a side business. So I'm really excited that I get to introduce to you guys some of my friends, and I think they're fabulous. So I think you're going to enjoy who I have on the show. All right, I'd like to welcome in my friend, Will Fuller, who is the founder of Will's Wordsmithing. Hey, Will, how are you?
Hey, doing good. How are you?
Good. Well, thanks for coming on my show talking about side hustles today. And it's been a while since we worked together. So tell me, what have you been doing? What's new? How's the new job going for you?
Yeah, so right now I am a senior corporate recruiter for OpFi. It's what stands for Opportunity Financial. It's a fintech that's based in Chicago. And, you know, as a senior recruiter, I've been recruiting on a wide range of roles across business verticals and also working on special projects related to recruitment, marketing, and talent attraction as well. And so it's been great. And as you mentioned as well, the founder of Will's Wordsmithing Company, I've still been, you know, doing that, really using my writing background, my marketing skills to be able to help people land career opportunities through storytelling. And, you know, one reason I came up with the actual name, Will's Wordsmithing Co., is, you know, because I am a skilled user of words. And that's exactly what a wordsmith is. And so just kind of playing off my name, Will, I really, you know, love the business name because it really reflects, you know, my overall philosophy when it comes to writing resumes, cover letters, personal statements, and much more.
I love your creativity. Well, for those of you guys out there who are not aware, Will and I actually work together at a company that we will not name, but you are also my secret weapon because you have helped several of my clients with resume writing when they've come to me about, you know, reworking their resume. Can you tell our audience how long you've been doing this and how you actually got started?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So I've actually been doing this since my senior year at Howard University in undergrad. So I just turned 25. It sounds wild and crazy, but I've had about 500 clients. I just actually made 500 clients last month.
Oh, congrats.
And so, yeah, wild for not the typical 25-year-old, but I actually got into my business through Alpha Kappa Psi Professional Business Fraternity. It's the oldest and largest professional business fraternity, and I am a part of the Psi Tau chapter at Howard University. And so immediately after I got done, you know, pledging and getting to the organization, I was approached by other members in the fraternity to help other fraternity brothers with their actual resumes. And so I just kind of took that and became the resume guru for the organization. And I kind of just launched that. And then at the same time, I was the managing editor of Howard's newspaper. And so I really just merged my skills of writing and editing and marketing with my approach from a resume and professional development standpoint. And the true thing is I actually never thought that I would have ever owned a business, ever had like a side hustle, but it really kind of just fell into my lap. And I think that the reason it did fall into my lap is because of the ambition that I did have, you know, early on, having several internships in college, about 9 or 10, and then also, you know, becoming a Bill Gates scholar as well, which allows me to attend any college free of charge for my bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degree. And so I think, you know, really starting early on, I was able to kind of gain these skills that fell into my lap, and then I was able to then turn the skills into a business. And so it didn't necessarily happen. It kind of inadvertently happened versus me saying, hey, I want to start a business. I kind of just started already, like, you know, doing the services, helping people. And then it was like, well, hey, let's turn this into a business.
I love that. You have that entrepreneurial spirit and you can just tell that you're a go-getter. And I'm pretty sure that's why you have so many clients. And what an accomplishment having so many clients and being so young. That's amazing. Well, so what type of clients do you typically help?
So most of my clients are actually, I don't really do much marketing, but most of my clients are word of mouth, and they typically come from people in my network. So I'm kind of the go-to person for a lot of people at Howard or Georgetown, where I got my master's degree, or just in general, people have actually referred me who have previously been clients. I support all different types of clients, whether that is entry level, mid level. I've done some executive level clients, even writing bios for like some C-suite executives at like some Fortune 100 companies. But many of my clients typically are either Howard students or they are, you know, recent graduates, a little bit more early career. But I've done resumes all, you know, all levels, honestly. And also cover letters, LinkedIn, personal statements, for all levels, honestly, in whatever particular level in someone's career.
Well, I know you provide a lot of value to the people who've come to me that I haven't been able to fully support. So I appreciate you being my secret weapon.
Yes.
Well, I would love to have you back on the show because I think you're going to bring a lot of good information for a lot of people who listen to the show about how to craft up a good resume and how to stand out. So if you're up for it, I'd love to welcome you to come back to the show sometime this year.
Yes, definitely. You know, I think my motto for my business is to position clients as CEOs and not interns, no matter what level they are, even if they're entry level. And so I'd love to be able to, you know, walk others through, you know, my overall philosophy and how I achieve that mission.
Awesome. Well, when you're not writing resumes and you're not recruiting full time, what do you like to do for fun?
Yeah, so I sounds boring, but I love talking on the phone. I love, also really be centering myself around my friends. Even for example, for Christmas, I cooked a huge dinner for my friends, and hosted my friends as well. And I think that's a really good question that you asked me, because one thing that I believe really is key for me is to have a balance in my life. With a full-time job and also with a business on the side as well, you really have to carve out time for your own happiness, having fun, excitement. And I think that's true to success. Many people, may think that success is just doing well at work or your business, but success is really having a balance and being able to really, enjoy life, as well, because I think ultimately that's my goal. And so, whether I'm, either doing some home decor projects or hosting friends over, or just, chatting on the phone with friends or traveling, I believe that those things are key. And, I think really the key to being able to have balance, to have fun, is being able to really, have set boundaries within your schedule. So for me, I get up at 5 a.m. every morning. Sounds early, but I, from 5 a.m. to about 9 before work, I actually carve out, put my phone on do not disturb or turn my phone off, work on my client work. And I actually have actual set schedules that I work for my actual job, as well. And so I really believe in setting those boundaries to create space for you to be able to have fun outside of work.
Well, I love that. In my previous episode, we talked about burnout. So it's really important, like you said, to take some time for yourself. And it sounds like you had a very eventful Christmas. I hate that I didn't get an invitation, but I've got to try a dinner one
Yes.
day. Well, really quick, so how can people connect with you if they want to use your services?
Yeah, so people can connect with me through my Instagram account. It's called Will's Wordsmithing Co. Also, on that Instagram account, I have a link to my actual website, which includes a little bit more information about me, and also why I would be credible to, have this particular business and service. And then it also includes a couple of snippets, of some actual previous resumes I've done, and then also some actual client testimonials as well, to kind of get a snapshot of, some clients and their experiences. And so, the key to really contacting me is through, I would say, Will's Wordsmithing Co. On Instagram, or, my contact information is also on the website as well. I have it up, so I constantly reply to people really quickly. So that's definitely never an issue.
Okay, awesome. Well, I'll make sure that since you're coming back on the show, we're going to have all of your links up on my website, justgethired.com, so that we can make sure we can connect you to some people who might be able to use you. And I'm really excited to have you come back in the near future. And we're going to hopefully share some wisdom, some Will wordsmithing wisdom for our guests. All right, I'm really excited that I get to bring in my friend Annie Donaldson. Hey, Annie.
Hi, how are you, Jessica?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much for coming on the show. We're talking about side hustles today, and I'm really excited to share with our listeners your side hustle because I really love what you do.
Awesome.
So, quick backstory. So I actually worked with your husband, Travis. We worked together a long time ago. And with the power of social media, we've been able to stay connected. And I love that you guys are always working out together. You post some awesome videos, and I just love seeing your fitness journey. So why don't you just tell us
Thanks.
about your fitness journey and, what kind of got you into it?
Sure, yeah. So 2019, I had decided I was going to do more for myself. It was going to be the year of Annie. It's going to go to my doctor's appointments, get my hair done, all the things. And part of that came along in May of 2019. I was approached by a past friend, or a longtime friend of mine, said, "Hey, do you want to join my challenge group? It actually starts tomorrow." I'm like, "Sure, I don't know what a challenge group is, but what do I need to do?" She just caught me at the right time where I was, you know, like I had been going to the gym and working out and trying mm-hmm. to do better, but some, it just wasn't like working. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, let me give this a try. So I bought the biggest package I could get to get into this challenge group. I was going to go all in. And I did. And I joined Beachbody as a coach in May, but I didn't actively start coaching until several months later. And by coaching, I mean bringing on people to also do this journey with me. So I did Beachbody coaching for, and I still am a coach, but just not really actively recruiting people or, you know, because I'm really trying to just work on myself in that respect right now. But brought on a whole team and I really enjoy the Beachbody community. Mm-hmm. But it's not for a lot of people, it's, you know, they're looking at that side hustle as I'm going to replace my income. I'm going to, you know, bring my husband home from work. They're just like all in it for the income, mm-hmm. which is fine, which is great. But it's just, that's not what I was doing it for. I was there for the community and to just hold myself accountable. So I'm still involved in Beachbody, but kind of do my own thing, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And if somebody were to come to me and want to get signed up, I can certainly still do that. But I'm not like trying to make any massive rank advancements or, or income replacements or anything like that. I'm just doing it for the pure enjoyment of it.
So I love that.
Yeah. So that's how we got started on Beachbody. That was, gosh, I guess it's almost 3 years ago. I can't believe it.
A word from my sponsor, me. Did you know that on top of doing this podcast and my full-time job, one of the services I offer is resume writing and LinkedIn profile support? We all need a side hustle, and this one's mine. I've teamed up with a few amazing resume writers in the industry, and together we can help you in elevating your professional and online presence. Want to learn more? Visit justgethired.com or shoot me an email at justgethired@gmail.com.
All right. So you, I love that you are a Beachbody coach and, but you also have another side hustle. So why don't you tell us a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. So last September I decided to start selling Zaya activewear. And if you're not familiar with Zaya, you buy it from like a representative, like you would Color Street or even Beachbody, like, you know, you have the parties and all that kind of stuff. And I had been invited to several Zaya parties and had always joined and looked at the prices. And I'm like, oh my goodness, who pays $80 for a pair of leggings? Like, this is crazy. So I, you know, it took me a long time to buy my first piece of Zaya. And last summer, the girl that I, who is my upline and who I also was a coach with on Beachbody, and that's how I found out about Zaya, she posted a picture of these gorgeous white leggings and they were like iridescent. They're called Unicorn Lux. And I thought, I have to have those. I don't care how much they are. So that was my first pair of leggings and I fell in love. They were like butter. And so I bought, you know, bukus of leggings and clothes from her. And she's like, you really should just sign up to be a rep. Like, this is crazy. You're spending all this money. You're not getting a discount. And I'm like, okay, fine. She finally got me in like September and the rest is history. I have loved it. I have loved the community of it. There is no pressure whatsoever for me to reach any kind of rank or maintain a rank or reach certain goals. You know, it's just, I'm just here having fun. And so I host parties on Facebook for people and that usually there's a theme, whether it be a birthday or we did a fall theme. I've got one coming up that's get back on track for the new year. So Zaya, you know, it's more than just activewear. Yes, you can get the leggings and the bras and but you can also get joggers. And you know, you even have a couple pairs of joggers.
I'm actually wearing them right now and I think I live and breathe in these things. They're so comfortable.
Yes. And some of them are kind of get a little dressy. They got a little gold zipper like you have. Mm-hmm. And you can dress up the clothes for work or dress it down and, you know, have a movie night. So it's not just for working out, which is what I love.
Yeah. And I think with this culture of everyone working from home, athleisure wear is like everyone's wardrobe and go
100%.
To. So mm-hmm. I wake up and I put on, you know, my, well, you know me, I love joggers. So mm-hmm. I have different color joggers and I wear them all the time and I do dress them up. But, you know, I like that you can just wear them while you're lounging or you can yep. just dress it up and then, you know, leave the house.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I am a fan of the product and definitely a customer.
Yep.
Well, how do you go about getting new clients and customers?
So right now I just reach out to friends and family, you know, mm-hmm. as you know, on social media, we're connected to so many people. I've got people that I've been friends with since elementary school. So that's a broad audience. So I have a VIP group on Facebook mm-hmm. that I invite people into. And then from there, you know, I'm posting about our sales and any discounts and prizes and all that kind of stuff. And then one step further, if they want to host a party, then we'll create a group just for them to host a party through.
Awesome. Well, if anyone wants to get involved, what is the best way? Should we put a link up somewhere? Or?
Yeah, we'll put a link up and they can just reach out to me. So I'm on Facebook, Annie Donaldson, and I can put my Facebook contact and then also the link just to purchase from if anybody's interested.
Okay, great. Well, I'm going to make sure that I put that on my website as well. And okay. Anyone who's interested in joining the group, I will say it, you know, I've never met any of your friends in that group, like personally, mm-hmm. but I love the camaraderie that we have online and everyone gets so competitive whenever there's contests and
mm-hmm.
been able to really meet some great people.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you like the most about doing your side business?
I like the community, both Beachbody and Zaya. I just love the community. I've been able to reconnect with people from years past and also create new relationships and friendships. I've got a really close friend that lives out in Texas, and I haven't seen her since probably fourth or fifth grade, but we have become so tight, you know, she's mm-hmm. planning a trip hopefully here in March, and that'll be the first time that I've seen her. But through Beachbody and now Zaya, we've reconnected, and I just think that is so wonderful. And that's what I love most about it, regardless of, you know, the extra income or even the discount on clothes. I just love the connection.
I love that. Well, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes it's really not all about making that your priority. You know, your side hustle is really just that. It's a side gig, something that you love to do that fills the time and
right, and fills my cup, you know, whatever exactly. whatever that is that I need, you know, it creates me time. You know, I sit down in the evenings and spend about an hour and just mm-hmm. you know, whatever it may be. Right now I'm working on, you know, new graphics and party posts and stuff like that, and I love that creativity that I get to have as well. So yeah, it's just a nice outlet for myself.
Yeah, I think the creativity aspect, I mean, that's one of the reasons why I came up with this podcast was just, you know, well, one came out of the pandemic and just trying to help friends and family trying to find jobs. Mm-hmm. But like my side hustle has become this podcast. So it's been really like interesting. I've been meeting a lot of people. I'm actually learning a lot along the way, and I'm not making any money doing it, you know, just doing this as a passion project of mine. Mm-hmm. Eventually, I'd love to turn it into a business. So we'll see what happens there.
Yeah, that's awesome. So how did you decide that a podcast is what you wanted to do?
Well, I was doing YouTube videos, you know, during the pandemic, trying to fill time. And then when I got a job, it was like, well, I don't really have time to be on camera. And that takes a lot of like editing and planning, and then of course doing your hair and makeup every time.
And who has time for that?
So I'm like, oh, okay, well, I don't really have time to do all of this. But a friend of mine told me, you know, you should try podcasting because, you know, you can literally do it whenever you have time, and it might make it a little bit easier on me for my schedule. So I started doing that. You know, it's been about a year now, so really enjoying my journey here with this podcast. And then on top of that, getting back into like acting and modeling. So that's my mm-hmm. other side hustle that I do. I've been doing that for years.
Mm-hmm.
And just been so busy that haven't been able to, but, you know, been very fortunate to get a few auditions. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Awesome.
That's fun. So cool. Well, I appreciate you coming on. Just real quick, how about a fun question?
Okay.
Since we're talking about fitness, if you could actually play a professional sport, what would it be?
Oh my goodness. So in high school, I was both a cheerleader and a softball player. But I would probably, I know like some people look at cheerleading as not a sport, but it is most definitely a sport.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely.
I was actually, there's a new Netflix show about cheerleading. I can't think of what it's called, but I'm like intrigued. I'm going to have to watch it when all the boys are away, but I think I would be like a professional cheerleader.
Hey, that's awesome.
I've never been able, even when I was cheering in high school, I've never been able to do the flips and the, you know, the back handsprings and all that, but I would love to be able to. I think that is so fantastic.
Well, your energy definitely is that of one that can cheer people on, and you are cheering everyone on in your group and doing
that's
all
so
of your...
true. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, your personality is definitely you. I can see you doing that if in another life. But awesome. Well, thank you so much, Annie, for coming on. I'm going to make sure we put the links up to your website and an invite. If anyone wants to join her group, we'll be happy to welcome you in. Yep. But thank you so much. And I can't wait to see what you do in 2022.
Yep. Thanks, Jessica.
All right. Awesome.
All right.
I want to thank Annie and Will again for coming on the show. Hopefully you guys have inspired a few people to take a look at what kind of side gigs that they might want to do. Well, I did this episode because I ran across an article that talked about consumer spending and saving behaviors in 2021, and it really caught my attention because it talked about how many people actually picked up a side gig during the height of this pandemic. Well, the stats showed that 53% picked up a side hustle to earn extra spending money, but on an average, 40% did it to supplement primary income, fill their time, or just to build up savings. And then there was 23% of you who were kind of like me, just following a passion. So I'm going to make sure I share the link to this article on my website because it also lists the top 100 side hustle ideas. So if you're thinking about doing something extra or maybe turning something into a full-time gig, well, listen up. So here's a few ideas just to get you started. Well, if you are really good at creating things and if you're really crafty, why not try to sell those things on Etsy? If you're a good writer, why not become an ebook writer or a ghostwriter? A lot of people are doing this next thing. If you have an extra room and you are having issues with your roommate problem, well, why not try to list that extra room that you have on Airbnb? You can also refurbish old furniture. That's a new trend right now. So you can buy, sell, and then refurbish old furniture and make a killing. Also, a lot of people were spread a little too thin right now. So a virtual assistant could also be very useful. So becoming a virtual assistant could also be a really good lucrative side gig for you. Take a look at all of the YouTube videos that you watch and then some of the podcasts that you listen to. Editing videos and podcasts, they take a lot of time. So if you're really good at splicing and dicing, then think about maybe doing editing videos or editing podcasts. That could be a really good venture for you. A lot of people are doing delivery driving right now. And hey, it's also tax season. So if you're really good at crunching numbers, why not try to do other people's taxes? And then this next idea I think is really huge because as there are a lot of students not in physical school, a lot of this online learning, it's really hard to turn to someone to ask questions. So if you're really good at teaching a particular subject, then become a tutor for a student. You can do that virtually or maybe find a lot of students in your local neighborhood who are interested in that and might want to do some in-person learning as well. So those are some of the ideas that I pulled off this article. Again, I'm going to share it on my website. So if you're thinking about a side hustle, these are some great side hustle ideas to get you going. Well, I would really love to hear from you guys. So what other side hustles are out there or what are you doing? So send me a message, connect with me on LinkedIn. I think I might do another episode that's similar to this one. So if you want to join me on this conversation and be on the show, well, let me know. Again, I want to say Happy New Year to everyone. Here is to a busy, healthy, and successful 2022. My name is Jessica Fiesta George, host of the Just Get Hired podcast. What do you want to talk about next? I will catch you on my next episode.